mostly every day I have meditation like more than half an hour.
Wow,
like.
Sadhu. Very yeah. good. Relax, maintain awareness.
Yeah,
silent your mind.
Most sometimes they will have thoughts. You know,
never mind, let it arise. Then it will slow down and it will finally cease. Then you will experience the shift in consciousness. The mind becomes like very quiet suddenly. That is the silent mind. That is your awareness nature. But initially, one moment only that glimpse, then the thought comes in already. Gone. So never mind. Be patient. Allow it to happen more and more. More and more. More. Then one day, when it happens and become very stable, you will know. Your nature will know. Then you realize you have become different. You have more space, more clarity, less thinking. And for that to happen means you have heard enough of the Dhamma. You have straightened some of your view. You have developed the right view to accept the reality of the moment. Unless cultivator can do that, they can never have the silent mind. They are not easy unless you have your past. You calm this life, you know how to cultivate. Like my nature, I calm, I don't need anybody to teach me what this thing is. Then when I attend meditation, people teach me all sorts of method technique. I never want to do it because for me, I just relax, maintain awareness. I know how to silence my mind. Then the anapanasati that time just come very naturally. Then after anapanasati come, my nature know how to develop it until it become very still, very relaxed and very quiet, until like no more breathing. Then the mind starts to enter sati. That's why all this nobody taught me, even until today. There is no teacher to teach me to do this. Even the book doesn't teach until that extent. But then I came to understand them all myself. Then later on when the connection came through and the awakening happened, then my nature starts to develop the inheritance of my past cultivation. That's how I understand all this. Then when my past cultivation come back, then a lot of things I never learned this life, I start to understand why I have the understanding. How come I can share all this and teach all this? It's because in the past, my nature has developed them, cultivated them, perfected them. That's why when I come this life, I know there is a karmic nature, there is a spiritual nature. No book talk about it. Then I can understand the unconditioned, that nature. That one, you really need those great beings with that cultivation to explain to me. Because normal people cannot even understand what that thing is. Cannot even touch that silent mind. Cannot even realize a glimpse of what that silent mind is. That's why it's so difficult. So to stabilize that and to go in and to realize that you have two minds, that itself is not easy. That's why the real cultivation is not easy. And what is being taught is always book knowledge, Dhamma knowledge, thought-based. So that's why when I have the understanding in 1989, I was reluctant to share because what I came to realize and understand is the total opposite of what the Buddhist community do. Most people, the teaching they teach is so different. The book they write also different. So I was quite reluctant to share. Just like the Buddha, at first, after his enlightenment, you remember? He had this thought. He said, this is so profound. How can people understand? Then he decided not to teach, not to share. Then Sahampati, the Brahma, can read his thought, came down respectfully, circumvent around him and paid the respect and said, please, omniscient one, you see, there are some with little dust in their eye who can understand you. You must share this understanding. And then he reflected and contemplated the two teachers. Then he checked, he realized they passed away, Alara Hudaka. One of them passed away 1 week ago, the other one the night before. So it's meant to be. Then he checked again. Then he remembered the five ascetics were with him to get the accounting. I said, yeah, these people, they can understand it. So he walked all the way to see them. Then the rest is history. That's how Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta come about, the three turning. That was his first teaching. That's why his first teaching he already emphasized on the Four Noble Truths and his three turning, the 12 aspects. Then from there, all the essential Dhamma arise. So that is the beauty of his teaching. That's why his Four Noble Truths, the three turning, is the essence of his teaching. And when you penetrate that, you penetrate the whole teaching.
I got one question.
Ah, yes, you can ask. Yeah.
I found that the heart area, I don't know whether is it I sit wrongly or something. The heart area is like when I breathe, no, it's quite hard to breathe.
Oh, okay. You describe someone, I know how to answer you. You will benefit, yeah. And then what else? Hard to breathe and what else?
And then I go, you know, and then it will come out.
Yeah, because your thought, you try to use your thought to do something. No need. That's why what you forget is relax. When you are not relaxed, all these things will happen. Because your thought come in and interfere. Your thought want to know. Then your thought, when it is there, it will make you stressed. You will not be able to be in that relaxed state. But that relaxed state is very important. The relaxed state is your natural state when the mundane mind doesn't arise. When the mundane mind doesn't arise, your true mind will surface. But your true mind cannot surface because you want to know, understand or not? Then your thought is the one that create the fear. That you try to breathe because you think if you don't breathe, you may not be normal. But no, the final true mind actually doesn't breathe. That's why the breathing, the anapanasati become very subtle and like no more breathing. Then like everything starts to become so subtle, like everything ceases. Then later on, the pure awareness alone remain. And that is your nature. That one got nothing to do with the physical body. Well, that one is the nature. But that nature is connected to your form and mind because of karma. Without this form and mind, vehicle and two, it cannot connect. So what you need to understand is relax. Relax. When you relax, you don't force your mind to go to the heart area. That's why initially you relax and maintain awareness to be aware enough ready. Somewhere around your heart area also can. If your object of meditation is anapanasati, you just go there. If it's rising, falling, you just silence everything and just go there. Then let your mind, the silent mind, become aware of the phenomena that is moving around there. Like anapanasati, or the rising and falling, or whatever movement, it will pick it up. Then just let things be silent, maintain awareness. Aware, finish. Aware, finish. Don't try to know. Don't try to like recall, oh, am I doing it correctly? Is that what Brother Teo said? Don't. Just relax. Relax means fang song. You know Mandarin, isn't it? Fang song. So when you allow yourself to be naturally relaxed, what happens is the mundane mind will slow down and return to its natural state, which is silent, the true mind. The silent mind is your true mind before the thought arise, before sankara activity arise, before the mind stir and react. So you have to realize that state, which is your original state before the stirring, before the thinking. But initially you can't because you don't have stability or daily mindfulness. Your spiritual faculty is not stable. So throughout the day, when you live your life, you are not heedful. You are not mindful. Your sense experience, you still react and stir. Maybe now it has become slightly less. I won't say grossly reduced, slightly less because you still don't have the ability to be relaxed and maintain awareness to experience the silent mind leading to the stability of that nature, awareness nature, to develop the daily mindfulness. So you need to continue to relax, maintain awareness, and don't try to know. Forget about the breathing difficulty, just relax. When you are relaxed, it's like when you are in deep sleep. Without any conscious knowing, you are very relaxed and you will have good sleep, especially when you are tired. So relax means like when you are very tired, you just like, you know, when you are very tired, it's like you want to just sleep. You just let go of this like tiredness and just like relax into it. And then it slowly will bring forth the condition for all your whatever bodily cells, yeah, and all those movement activity, they will start to slow down and return to their quiet state. Because when there is no stress, no thinking, no fear, no worry, no emotion, when the mind doesn't interfere with the body becomes very quiet. It will heal itself, because that nature's energy, which is the life force, when it comes in, if there is no thought, the mundane thinking or the emotion or the fear, worry, anxiety to actually oppose it, then it will heal you. It will go around all your organs. Then it will heal you. That's why meditation leads to recuperation, recovery. It's because of that. You just relax, maintain awareness. And then, when your thought process doesn't come in, it will not interfere with the life force energy. Then the life force energy is the one that will actually stabilize your breathing, everything, your heartbeat, everything. Then your high blood pressure all gone. That's why I never have BP problem since birth until now. My BP, blood pressure is always regular, because I know how to relax and maintain awareness. Then let it happen. After a while, you will understand all this. Then you will understand your body very well. Then when the thought never interferes, that is the best. That is the time where your sati is very stable. Your spiritual faculty will come back to you. Then meditation becomes very simple. Like a lot of people now know how to meditate. They just relax, maintain awareness. Straight away they go into that silent mind. And even Poching, they are all able to do it. And even Song, Alicia, they are in video. Many of them, they know how to relax and maintain awareness. Especially in the morning when you wake up, meditate. That one is very good. The chipping of the birds, everything becomes very clear, the whole nature becomes very clear. Then you are just like the silent awareness within. There is aware. Then you understand what phenomena is, because through the senses it arises. Then all of the teaching becomes very clear to you. After that consciousness arise, how your mundane mind with its views, opinion and cognition, how it wants to input the content, you can see. Then when you are able to understand all this, when you don't want to do anything, then you see it arise, it cease, it arise, it cease. And then that nature become more and more stable, until finally everything becomes very quiet. Then when you are able to be in that state long enough, then the spacious awareness without a center will come in. Then you become like one with the environment, one with the oneness nature. Then your nature becomes suddenly very sensitive, like you can perceive everything. There is clarity. Then whatever that arises through the senses, the phenomenal, you can see them, you can perceive them. You want to know, you can know. You don't want to know, you just allow it to arise, like arise, finish, arise, finish. Sometimes no need to perceive also. Upon contact, cease. Upon contact, cease. Then sometimes you can stay at the mind base. The whole life force will go into your nature. It will not arise. Otherwise, it will arise through your conscious mind, through your senses. Then it create thinking. It create all the moods, the emotion, the sakara activity. So a lot of life force, very, very precious life force, is wasted in the thinking, in the thought process, in the emotion and all those things. Then you realize when you conserve your energy, means you don't think, you don't do anything. So without thought, you become very quiet, very calm, very peaceful. Like you have a good sleep, deep sleep, and you recuperate very fast. So this is what can happen. You want to say something, David? Yeah.
I just want to say that when you are telling me how to do it, the whole body like vibrates.
Yeah, the vibration is the beginning of your awareness coming up. Otherwise, you cannot feel the vibration. Because without the help of anything, like the doctor need to use the stethoscope, without that, you can feel your own heartbeat, your own bodily vibration. That is your awareness. Without the awareness, you can't. That's why you must silence your mind to be sensitive at that place. Wherever you locate your mind, if it can sense the vibration, that is your awareness. Other things cannot. Only the awareness can. It can go to any part within your brain as long as there is blood there, then it can be aware.
Sadhu, sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu.